Good afternoon. Disappointed as could be expected in the loss. We took a long, hard look at the tape. The players have looked at the tape as well. You know, there's not enough execution. There's not enough good things going on. I think, you know, you look at the offense with an 85-yard drive. It was very good. Why aren't there more of those? You know, why not the consistency? You look at our third downs and 1 out of 10, and that's keeping us from having the ball, from, you know, keeping the other people on the sideline, from having more opportunities to score. You know, you look at our special teams. We averaged 13.5 on punt returns, which is a good thing, but we have a field goal blocked. And, you know, the ball doesn't rise much higher than about, you know, 6.5 feet. And, you know, there was penetration, but that would not have been a factor had the ball been elevated the way it should be. So defensively, you know, we hold them to 2.8 yards per rush, and yet we give up 5 big plays and way too much passing yardage. And, you know, we have the penalty when we've got them stopped. You know, you're talking about a 21-14 game, and you're talking about the ball 4th and 1, the ball 3rd and 1, which really, quite frankly, are just not executed, not blocked the way they should be blocked, in particular the 4th and 1, which, you know, I went back and checked just to make sure, and we did pretty much guess exactly what the look was going to be, and we just didn't execute. We just didn't get it done. So we've got a ways to go with the process, with the execution. You know, it's offensively, it's got to happen. I think it'll happen with a better week of practice. I think if we can get – we had a very good practice last Wednesday, and they were okay Thursday and Friday, but we need to do a better job of preparing ourselves, of practicing well, of putting ourselves at game speed. And I think, you know, that is a – now that we've seen this tape, and I think there can be some development and some drastic, I hope, improvement. I think when you look at the penalties, you know, we had gone down there and played down there the last 5 times with only 16 penalties. Last night we had 8. And when you want to blame it on the rookies, there was only one rookie with a penalty. We've got guys that have been that have played the game, that have been in the league, that, you know, have had, that are reliable, dependable, good football players that all of a sudden were penalized yesterday. There isn't any doubt that we all felt the emotions of the day. We were all very, very excited about playing. I think that you know, our ability to do some mixing and mashing and to play the run well from a standpoint of defense, I think that's a positive thing we can grow on. And I think there's the special teams aspect with the punt return game. That was a big plus. I think we've got a lot of young guys playing on special teams, and hopefully this experience is going to settle those guys down. But disappointed to put ourselves in position where we have a chance to win and not win, that's extremely frustrating to me and to everyone else in the building, players included. And there's a constant reminder. I'm constantly reminding the players about having the ability to recognize the opportunity that's presented in the game to give you a chance to win and taking advantage of it. We didn't do that. Well, I don't know. There's certainly – we didn't play as well as we can play. You can say it any way you want. There's no excuse for it. It just – we didn't play as well as we can, and sometimes the very quick adjustments are not being made exactly the way they should be made. Of course, Victor drops the 1st, 3rd, and 8. You know, who knows what – you know, just keeping the ball right there might have done for us. That's not to – make an excuse for later on. We had a 3rd and 3 and didn't make it. We had a 3rd and 1 and didn't make it. So we've definitely got some work to do to get to where we have to be offensively. I don't want to take anything away from the Redskins. They played hard. They did the things that they had to do to win the game. But I am disappointed in our ability to not take full advantage of what we had. One of the reasons we should have made it, yeah.
Well, that kind of, but that, then nobody can get to the linebacker because he runs into the, what happened there? Was that a blown assignment or did that just kind of screw it up?
No, it just, we didn't go back. We didn't go back with the, after Cofield went away and the center had a chance to get up. If he'd have taken the backside backer, there probably was a little crease there to go. I didn't see any patterns. I saw the run game make yardage on some occasions and not so well on others. There definitely was some third and longs, but some of those were created by, a penalty. Penalty would set us back. Doesn't. You want to get north-south. You're trying to get to north-south. But the way in which the play starts out, for example, the second one, the third and one was a absolute, toss. The ball was going to go outside. The fourth and one had a chance to, by virtue of the course, go in any one of a multitude of spots if, in fact, that the crease and the seal took place. And we just described it. It didn't.
Well,
I think most of them take that position. They may not verbalize it a lot, but they do want the ball.
But how does that work? I mean, do they have to go to Eli, and then does Eli have to go to Coach Gilbride and say, look, we've got to get the ball more to this one?
No, it doesn't work that way. Decisions coming from upstairs, from, the decisions are made on as you develop the game plan. And you have an idea of the number of times you want the ball in someone's hand.
On defense, did you play more zone coverage than you traditionally
do? I think in the second half, probably, although we did play some man.
Yes. Was that the product of the personnel that you had?
No, it was just, we had both going in. We didn't play a whole lot of man in the first half, in order to incorporate some of the pressures that you do want in the game, you pretty much got to play some man coverage.
Yesterday we said it was too much cushion when it came to that zone at times. And Trell just said today it was a lack of urgency. Did you see that? Do you know even what that means?
I'm not sure about that. I do know that on the fourth and five, it looked like we were, we were off a little bit more than we would have coached it. Weren't able to get up there and even keep it at five.
Have you, back to the running game for a second, have you hoped to get Brandon Jacobs more involved? I know it didn't work out as much as Martin.
Right. I think if we run the ball more, we'll have more of a balance. Well, some of the runs have Brandon highlighted, and others have Ahmad. You just happen to see a couple that had Ahmad.
Earlier in camp, you were talking about Mario in the slot. What his speed, what his quickness in the middle could do for you. Why did you ultimately decide not to play him?
You can maneuver that around. I mean, he ends up in there sometimes. But if you just go out in the base look, we've tried to teach Dominic. We've tried to teach Victor. We've done some with Jarrell. We've concentrated a little bit more on those people in there. And I think to be able to take advantage of Mario's speed on top. It's some of that. Some of that, certainly. Opportunities, you know, time, which we don't have. Well, you have to find the throwing lane, but I'm sure that in that particular situation, we're trying to get the hands down, and we weren't able to get the hands down, and his hands came up just as quick as the ball was to be released, and that's a very athletic play by an outside linebacker. But you know, part of the success of the play is you got to get the opponent's hands down, and you have to be able to maneuver to have a throwing lane. It's gone. Yeah, it's just a quick. It's nothing. There's no real hesitation. Well, I mean, there's no question about what he was able to do with the long connect with Akeem. And, you know, that was a great play. He made other really good plays during the course of the game. I just think our second half, you know, we needed more plays. We needed to come back out in the second half and repeat the 14 points, if nothing more. I was hoping that once we got the ball to 27 after the turnover, that was going to be the time for us to really go ahead and make something happen. And we did have two pretty good plays. It's just, you know, Henry catches the ball in the flat and he just can't quite get turned up enough to get the first down yardage, so it becomes third and one, and which we should have picked up anyway. But
is it too simple? When you need more plays and you deal with an offense that has when you look line, you're still trying to find the third receiver and tight end, is it right to put a lot of that on Eli, or is it too much to say he's the guy that's got to find a way to make this work?
They all have to. There's 11 of them out there, and you're not going to have success with anything on offense without all 11 making a strong contribution. So, you know, Eli's the quarterback. That's where everything wants to be centered. But it takes everybody, and it all you have to do is look at the ball being handed off or tossed and realize that once the job is completed by him in that regard, I don't know what he's got to do with that part of it, you know. You know, he directs traffic. He gets us in the right play. The play, as I said, the way he maneuvered in the pocket and stepped up and made that play down the field to Akeem. You know, the plays to Ballard. I mean, we got the ball, what, first and 10 on the 9? He hits Ballard on the first play in the middle of the field to the 50. You're there again. Let's go, you know. That's the frustration. Well, 13.5 with a long of 18, I thought that's improvement now in punt return for sure. The way the game is going, I mean, the way people are driving the ball, you saw the other, I mean, your kickoff return, I don't know what you're going to count on there. You know, you may get a very fortunate one and bring it out, although Banks didn't. You know, they had a 25-yard punt return, but ball got just – absolutely smashed out of the end zone a couple of times with no return there. So what you're going to get is a start at the 20 there. Well, we definitely have looked at that. We definitely have pointed it out to our team. And, yeah, that's a lot to overcome. But, you know, their circumstance a year ago was not altogether different from ours in 07. So we have some experience along those lines. We just got to get going. I mean, we got to start playing. You know, the mistakes from the preseason, it's not preseason. And nothing else matters except getting it right.
Eli said that the offense is still looking for an identity. How long does that take usually for a team to find its identity?
I hope not long.
Is it a quarterback
Well, I don't know if that's the quarterback. I mean, he certainly is going to take the pieces to the puzzle that he's presented with and carry out and execute the offense the way it's designed. But the exact how it's going to be, that's not necessarily the quarterback's job, no.
Does Hakeem Nicks have any issues with his
wrist and knee? He's being evaluated right now. We know that he does have some type of an injury there. Don't know what it is or to what extent. I think the knee.
Tom, it seemed like the special teams tilted the field in the Redskins' favor. From your perspective, what was missing in the punt return and kickoff return game that should have been there for?
I thought the punt returns were pretty good. I didn't see any problem with that. I mean, you know, we did have some fair catches, but we did have a good return average as well. You know, I wasn't crazy about the – I mean, let's get over there and handle the ball when it's on the 7-yard line or wherever that mortar type kick was. Jeez, that was scary. Not to think we would even come up with the ball, but we didn't have a lot of success bringing the ball out of the end zone. And I'm not sure just exactly yet how this is going to go. You know what I mean? We haven't seen that many real games to be able to tell you that, you know what, the kickoff return is about 1 out of 4 or 2 out of 4. And even then, the 20-yard line appears to be, if you just looked at yesterday, quite a ways away.
Tom, you just said that Nicks has some type of injury there.
Mm-hmm.
Some type of injury that he can't play.
I don't know the answer to that. That's what they're checking all that out. Well, everybody feels very badly that there were opportunities left on the field, opportunities to win the game. We went down there to win the game. It didn't happen. There's reasons why it didn't happen. And you have to point that out because you have to make progress and go forward. It's not a fun day. You're not trying to beat anybody down. I mean, I'm the one that's to blame. But there's no finger pointing. But look, there's three groups out here, men, and we all have to pull together in order to make this thing work. It doesn't happen if just one or two or occasionally someone else contributes a little bit. I mean, you're looking at just consistency of a lack of, you know, point production offensively, and it has to improve. I mean, it's a group that accounted for an awful lot of yards a year ago and really a good – substantial point per game average too.
What is the plan with Justin Sweet?
We'll see. The plan is to progress. The doctor gives him the okay, then he goes. He practices. I'd like to see him practice.
How about OC? Can you practice?
That again has got to be something that comes from the medical people.
Any other injuries out of the game besides?
Not. Nothing that I can account for right now.
They sent Trax back in yesterday, so I guess they thought it was okay. Is there any reason to think today it's any worse?
Just the fact that he had swollen. He was swollen today.
How about Travis Beckham seeking practicing this week?
I would hope so, but I don't have the answer for that one. I didn't have the answer Friday afternoon either, so.